I am whole spiritually. I am whole spiritually. We oftentimes think of being whole. We're whole and perfect. We're wonderful. We're fantastic. We're glorious. We're grand people. And we think that we're whole. But are we whole spiritually? Are we listening to our divine within? Or are we listening to the outer? It's so easy to listen to the outer. It's so easy to listen to the world about us and think that the world about us is important, to think that the world about us is what where our real interests lay, where our real desires are standing. And, of course, that is very far from the truth. When I say I am divine, when I say all is in divine order, all is in ideal order, then I am saying that the world about me is fantastic. The world about me is wonderful and glorious. The world about me is just fantastic, and I am a wonderful person. I am a glorious person. I am a fantastic person. And then I am living according to my spiritually desired program for myself. I'm not listening to the human self, although the human self tries to present itself to me constantly. But I'm going beyond that. I'm going beyond the human self to the divine. I'm going to the absolute. I'm going to the isness. I'm going to the ideal self that I am. And what is that ideal self that I am? What is that ideal self that tells me who I really am and what my goal is for myself? What is that real self that tells me this? Do I really know what it is? Do I wonder what it is? Do I ask what it is? And do I think what it is? And then when I think what it is, do I really know it? I can really never be sure, but I can keep trying. I can keep thinking about the divine in me, the ideal in me, the spiritual reality that I am. And that is my wholeness. That is my allness. That is my beingness. And I say, all is in divine order. Yes, I say that all the time. All is in divine order. And I do not look at the appearances, because the appearances are sort of a covering, like a mist in the morning here on the mountains of the Absolute Monastery. It's now fall. And morning mists are quite common. And they spread over the entire valley. What they are is a cloud that's dropping down on top of the valley. And the cloud is everywhere. Mist is everywhere. And the mist keeps me from seeing the mountainsides. It keeps me from seeing what's going on around me. But what's going on around me has always been going on around me and will always be there. It's the ideal. It's the real. Now, I say the appearance, the illusion, is not the real. But it's an illustration of what we might think of as real. When we think of real, we think of that which is everlasting, that which is there forever. Now, we like to, in our limitation, think that the mountains around us are great, glorious, and they're here forever. And we know that earthquakes take place. We know the tectonic plates are constantly at work. We know that the Earth's surface is constantly changing, but we don't see it. And we are part of that constant change. We put concrete over the Earth. We put plants over the Earth. We put forests over the Earth. And we take forests away, and we take trees away. We take plants away. We destroy our rivers, and we make new rivers, we dam up our rivers, we do all sorts of things. We are constantly changing the universe about us, which we think is so permanent, so forever. And it is just an illusion. It is just here today and gone tomorrow. It is not our reality. What is our reality? Our reality can only be found deep within our inner self. Deep in our own soul. And when I say deep, that doesn't mean more than skin deep. It just means it appears that it just rests there and waits for us to discover it. waits for us to find out what it is and how wonderful it is and how grand it is. And when we find out how wonderful it is, how grand it is, we say to ourselves, wow, that's spectacular, that's outstanding, that's amazing, that's glorious, that's good. And yes, indeed, that is amazing, that's glorious, that's good. Yes, indeed, that is spectacular. Yes, indeed, it is who we really are. Now, do you know who you really are? Do you know what kind of a person you are? Do you know what your ideal self is? Do you know? Do you care? Do you care what your ideal self is? Do you really care what your ideal self is? And the answer is most of the time, no. We don't care what our real self is, our ideal self. We just don't know, and we don't think about it. And because we don't know and don't think about it, it just dwells there in quiet, in peace, and we are unaware of what is really going on. We are unaware of how fantastic our ideal self is. Our ideal self is always there waiting for us to discover it. Our ideal wholeness is always there waiting for us to discover it. Our whole spirituality, our being whole spiritually, our being spiritually whole, our being aware of our divinity, being aware of the magic that we are, it awaits us. It awaits us and will await us again and again and again until we decide that it is wonderful and it is fantastic and it is who we are, until we decide where we're going with this magic that we are. Where we're going with the marvelous thing that we are. Now, how do we stop and listen to the divine within? Whenever you have a question, you say, I know that I know that I know. And within you, the divine indeed knows that answer to that question. It knows it completely and wholly. And not in a long, drawn-out thing, but in a simple, beautiful wholeness. And as it does that, wonderful things take place. As it does that, marvelous things take place. As it does that, the only thing that matters on the face of the earth takes place. And we know that we know that we know. We are divine. We are wonderful. We are whole and perfect. We are glorious. I am whole spiritually. And I call that wholeness forth right now. And I say, I like me. I say, this world is grand. This world is great. And I live in wholeness. I live with a whole body. I live with a whole mind. I live with a whole spirit. I live with my ideal self so wonderful, so grand, so magnificent, that every desire of my heart is manifest right now. Every desire of my heart is fulfilled right now, and I am that fulfillment. I am whole spiritually right now. I know that. I am that, and I will always be that way, because that's my divinity. That's my reality. That's my allness, and it's the only thing that matters to me. This day, put forth in your life who your allness is. Go to that peace within you and let it reveal the glory that you are. Let it tell you how fantastic you are, how glorious you are, and what a magnificent expression of the divine you are. Yes, right now. And as you do that, then the divine in you will say to you, all is in divine order right now. All is in divine order right now. And all is right now. 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 And that's all that matters, now and forevermore. Know that as I love myself, and I do love myself, And I do love my creation, and you're my creation. I do love all the world. And I say to my world, I love you. I love you. I love you.